We begin first with figure skating, and Czech figure skater Michal Březina, who finished fourth four times in major competitions in the past, at last broke the curse at the weekend, earning bronze at the European Figure Skating Championships in Zagreb, Croatia. Březina skated to a version of Grieg's The Hall of the Mountain King in the short program and Ennio Morricone's soundtrack from the 1987 film The Untouchables in the free skate. Although he did fall once, the Czech skater was able to edge his France's Michel Joubert, the defending world champion, for the final medal. After the competition, here's what Michal Březina had to say.
If we look back at my career so far, it's been 6 years of hard work since I began. I'm glad that I was able to clinch a medal. I'm extremely happy that I didn't finish outside the medals again. Now that I have one, I can hang it up at home next to my junior ones. I'm very happy I was able to pull it off. Even if there was a mistake in the beginning, things worked out well.
And that was figure skater Michal Březina on his success at the weekend at the European Championships in Croatia. Staying on the ice, sprint speed skater Karolina Erbanova improved her own Czech record at the World Sprint Speed Skating Championships in Salt Lake City at the weekend with a time in the 500 meters of 37.67 seconds, and that saw her finish in ninth place. A day earlier, she set a new Czech record in the first 1 kilometer event with a time of 1 minute 13 seconds. However, the racer was disqualified a day later in the 1,000 meters and finished 24th overall in the standings. We turn to tennis, and one of the key members of the Czech Davis Cup team, Radek Štěpánek, will not take part in the opening round of the competition against Switzerland. The player, who helped clinch the Davis Cup title for the Czechs last year, faces an operation for a herniated disc. He has been replaced on the roster by player Ivo Minář. Last November, the Czech squad downed Spain in the 100th edition of the Davis Cup. The competition then went down the wire to a fifth and final match, which the 34-year-old Štěpánek won against Nicolas Almagro. Also in tennis, the Czech Republic will field the same women's team in this year's Fed Cup to defend last year's title. Players Petra Kvitová, Andrea Hlaváčová, Lucie Šafářová and Lucie Hradecká have all been nominated. Their defense of the title will begin on February 9th and 10th. The Czech women's team will face Australia's in the opening round. Finally, in football, Prague club Slavia on Sunday celebrated the 120th anniversary of its founding at the National Theatre. A two-hour presentation recalled the club's rich history, remembering past players like František Plánička, Josef Bican and František Veselý. Present on the evening were past trainers, members of other Prague clubs, the Football Association, as well as past international players such as Christian Karembo and the Czech Republic's own Vladimír Šmicer. The evening's MC was well-known radio and TV presenter Leoš Mareš. He was joined by Slavia fan, the actor Vladimír Čech. The head of the Czech FA, Miroslav Belta, and Prague mayor Bohuslav Sobora also attended to wish the club all the best. And that's it for the sport.